This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Refugee Agency said on Friday most Afghans are unable to leave their homeland, and those who may be in danger, quote, have no clear way out. A spokesperson repeated the UN's call to neighboring countries to keep their borders open to allow people to seek asylum because of what she called the, quote, evolving crisis. She says there have only been small-scale movements of Afghans crossing into Pakistan and Iran. The two countries already host 90% of the 2.6 million Afghan refugees registered since fleeing their homeland over the last decades. A NATO official said on Friday more than 18,000 people have been flown out of Kabul since the Taliban took over Afghanistan's capital, pledging to redouble evacuation efforts as criticism of the West's handling of the crisis mounts. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is marking the anniversary of a poisoning attack against him by urging global leaders to focus on combating corruption and to target those close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. In an article published in three European newspapers on Friday, Navalny complained to Western leaders for relegating the fight against corruption to a, quote, secondary agenda item. He says it plays an essential part in policy failures, including in Iraq and Afghanistan. Navalny was arrested in January upon returning to Moscow from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian officials reject that accusation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Vietnam authorities said Friday they will deploy troops in Ho Chi Minh City and prohibit residents from leaving their homes as the country's biggest city turns to drastic measures to slow a troubling rate of coronavirus deaths. Vietnam's toughest order yet comes amid a spike in fatalities and infections. Despite weeks of lockdown measures in the business hub of 9 million people, the epicenter of the country's deadliest outbreak, the government says it's preparing to mobilize police and military to enforce the lockdown and deliver food supplies to citizens. Police with loudspeakers were seen driving around residential areas on Friday, instructing people to follow protocols and assuring them food supplies would be provided. Sri Lanka announced a 10-day lockdown starting Friday night to try to curb the spread of the coronavirus as surging infections and deaths overwhelm the island's health system. Medical professionals, religious leaders, politicians, and businessmen have been calling for an immediate nationwide lockdown to curb the spread of infections. Hospitals in the country of 32 million people are overflowing with COVID-19 patients as the highly transmissible Delta variant surges through the population. South Korea's foreign ministry said on Friday the U.S. envoy for North Korea will visit South Korea this weekend amid a standoff over South Korea-U.S. military exercises that the North has warned could trigger a security crisis. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim arrives in Seoul on Saturday for a four-day visit, during which he will meet his South Korean counterpart and other officials, according to the ministry. The allies began annual military exercises this week, mostly involving computer simulations with minimum personnel and no live field training in light of the coronavirus pandemic. But North Korea still sees such exercises as a rehearsal for war against it. It warned South Korea the drills would risk a tentative thaw in relations between the two Koreas, which reopened hotlines last month, a year after North Korea suspended them. Shortly after preliminary training for the exercises began last week, the North stopped answering those hotlines. Kim Yong-chol, another senior North Korean official, said South Korea and the United States faced a, quote, serious security crisis because of their dangerous choice. U.S.-South Korean exercises have been scaled back in recent years to help talks aimed at pressing North Korea to dismantle its nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief, but the negotiations most recently collapsed in 2019. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.